Johnny Cash and Got a Bad, a recommendation from today's featured artist, B.B. Buckskin. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to Gyno. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, and I'm coming to you from the Allegheny Territory of the Seneca Nation, but I am joined with B.B., who's in Calgary, Alberta right now, only for a little bit, though, and you do have some exciting future plans coming up, so we'll be sure to talk about your big move here in April and a whole lot more before we're through. But as it is, B.B., we got a little bit of your musical background and how the bug got you. And you didn't start recording until your mid-20s. And correct me if I'm wrong. Now, this is your first full-length album, correct, Captain Madison?
Yeah, it's my first full-length album. Mm-hmm.
Well, what an amazing collection of tunes, especially considering, you know, just this is the first offering of its kind. And let's at this time talk a little bit about some specifics here. Now, we've been teasing it a little bit. You recorded at a very special place, and please tell us a little bit about the creation of this album.
Yeah, so my band and I recorded the album out at Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And we recorded it in February of 2020. So this is like right before the pandemic hit.
Wow.
So the timing, you know, was just, we just made it in the nick of time there. And then we sat on the album for, you know, a couple of years after we recorded it, because, you know, couldn't tour,
sure,
couldn't really roll it out the way we planned on because of the pandemic. But super proud of the record. The studio was just incredible. You can literally feel, like, you know, the energy just pulsating in the space. So yeah, definitely. You know, helped with the recording process. We even wrote, you know, some of the tunes right in the studio, along with our collaborators. So that was really special.
Well, and now again, talking about Fame Recording Studios, and I full-heartedly do believe again that buildings can kind of contain some of that energy. And we're talking artists like Aretha Franklin, Etta James, Wilson Pickett, Duane Allman, Otis Redding, of course, a whole lot more. And now B.B. Buckskin. And not only that, it's my understanding that you and your collaborators were a first of its kind there in some respects as well. Please expound on this.
Yeah. So we collaborated with the Choctaw Creek powwow drum group, the Medicine Tail Singers.
Mm-hmm.
And from my knowledge and what I know, it was the first of its kind, sort of like that kind of a collaboration to take place in the studio. So that was super special. We had them come out and sing on three of our tracks. So that was just the most incredible experience. Our engineer was just like, he was stunned, you know, like he was just like, this is amazing. We had the big powwow drum in the middle of the room, and he was, you know, miking it up, and he was just like in awe of everything, because it was the first time he had ever mic'd up a powwow drum and mic'd up the, you know, powwow singers.
Yeah.
And it was a completely different experience for the engineer as well, like something different that he's never ever, you know, done before. So yeah, that, it was just incredible. It was and it was also very healing as well.
You know, B.B., that's something in particular, talking about imprints of energy that recording studios can have. You guys get to be a unique imprint on an already legendary studio, you know, and that's just
so cool.
I think so too. And, you know, as I was sitting listening to these songs, I could feel some of that mojo coming through the speakers, you know.
Awesome.
I haven't told you this yet. I kind of told you in our pre-interview that I wanted to save it for our chat, because it was a really profound moment for me. I was listening through, and the album's a great mix of originals and a few covers on there as well. And and at the very end is With a Little Help from My Friends. Of course, everybody knows this song. And if you don't, I don't know what to say about that. But, you know, I was wanting to hear what you would do with it. And it starts right off with the Medicine Tail Singers, right?
Yes, it does.
And you start to hear the guitar going through a few different chords, and I'm like, all right, I want to see where this goes, you know, and then it builds, and then it builds. And as soon as that legendary Joe Cocker version with that guitar, you know, as soon as that happens, I just started crying. I'm like,
oh, wow.
That's what I was like. I was like, oh, wow, you know, and what a great moment. I mean, that fusion of these sounds was done in such a beautiful way that it just automatically moved me like that. And then you start singing. And then you start singing in Cree too.
Yes.
And now I'm just sitting there kind of, you know, I've settled into it and I'm sitting there with goosebumps and I'm like, this is nice. This is beautiful. This is exactly how I would want this album to end. You know, so
perfect.
Yeah, it was absolutely perfect. But the way that you blended that, how did that particular track come together?
Ooh, yeah, that one actually took, some time because of, you know, the translations. I had to, travel up north to, get those translations from my grandparents. So that was a whole process within itself. The track was already recorded. The instrumentation was already recorded out at when we recorded in Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was sitting on it for, I think, a good year. And I decided to scrap the original vocal and to sing the song partly in Cree. And I'm glad I made that decision because language revitalization is so important to me. And what better way to do that than through my music? So I felt like the combination of the powwow singers from the South and the Choctaw Creek Nation combined with, you know, the Northern Cree language combined with just the mojo of the studio and my killer band, it made for a really powerful track, and I'm so proud of how it turned out. It turned out better than I thought, you know?
Well, that's,
it was one of those gems, right?
Absolutely. I think,
wow, like I didn't expect that, but yeah, it's probably my favorite track off the record.
Well, it's hard for me to choose. I love the varied sounds that you have throughout. And I love the Medicine Tail singer's other contributions on the album, too. And I hope to see more of these kinds of collaborations happen, you know.
Of course, me too. Yeah, I think I want to do a similar collaboration on my next record as well.
Well, let's hold that thought. We'll come back, in fact, and share a few more details on your next record and some exciting plans for you as well. I think this is going to be a huge year for you, BB. And so if it's okay with you, let's get back into our listening now, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So let me see. We already got Shawnee Kish on. I'm going to have Jay Lee on before the show is up, and I do have to get Misha and the Spanx on during this block as well. Also one from Beatrice Deer, and as we kick things off, the song that really made me start blubbering from BB Buckskin's Captain Medicine, Turn It Up and Sing Along with a little help from my friends today on Gyno. Yeah.
My friend, oh, now, hey, yeah, now, hey, yeah, now, hey, now. want to love.
Hey, this is Samantha Crane, and you're listening to Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Get so dark, deeper we go, try no vision, for we know it.
Yeah.
Misha and the Spang, slapping you right in the face with I Want Fire as we wind on that block of great listening on today's unofficial International Women's Day celebration on Gyno. Welcome back. If you're just now tuning in, it's Brett here checking in with you one last time with my great featured artist, Bebe Buckskin. We're talking about her first full-length album, Captain Medicine. Again, congratulations on all of the success so far. And as we get ready to wrap up our conversation today, we should take a moment to talk a little bit about future plans. Now, you have some exciting things happening for 2022. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So currently I'm preparing to make a great big move out to Nashville.
That is a big move.
I'm planning to head out there in April. So that's super exciting.
Congratulations.
It's a big transition for me. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Planning on sort of divvying my time between Nashville and Calgary because I do have family here. My kids are here. But like I said, I have a huge support system. I have a big family and they're all just, you know, ready to embrace this new change with me. And I already have some collaborators out there waiting and super excited for the next record as well. So yeah, a lot of big things, a lot of big changes this year for me.
Oh, you're going to do great. Your sound is really reminiscent. It is the real deal of the place where you're going. So yeah, it makes complete sense. And I can imagine that your family all pretty much agrees, like, yeah, why aren't you there already? Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, you should be there now. You should have moved yesterday. Like, come on, let's pack your bags, get going, you know?
Yeah.
Well, so it's amazing to have that kind of support.
Well, sure. And it'll give them an excuse to go see some really cool stuff down here as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're super excited to come and visit me out there, especially my mom. She's a huge country fan. So.
Oh. So in addition to Nashville, what other things are you looking forward to in the States?
Well, like I said, I do have some projects lined up with you know, collaborators out there. One of the projects that I'm really looking forward to is a country album with my good friend Jesse Bellamy. He's the son of David Bellamy from the Bellamy Brothers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I met them a few years ago, my first Nashville stint back in 2017, and we really hit it off. So, yeah, we're planning on recording a little country album out there. And, you know, I have some musicians that I want to play music with. Hopefully find a good lineup to be in my Nashville band.
Cool.
That is the plan because, you know, I got to work on this new record and I'm sure there's no shortage of great musicians out in Nashville.
Well, you're not wrong. It is going to be tough. You know, I think you realize the challenges that are going to be ahead, you know, the new girl on the scene and everything like that. But if there's anybody that I think can really make that transition happen, it's you. You know, your support system within your family and that you have with your peers. It all really shines in through your music as well. So again, congratulations on everything. I don't want to sound too cliche. I love Let Your Love Flow. I can, you know,
yeah.
possibly do a version of that as well.
Oh yeah. I mean, like I grew up on the Bellamy Brothers. So yeah. It's pretty wild that, you know, I'm good friends with, you know, one of the brothers' sons.
Yeah.
So, It's pretty surreal. They're getting me well connected in the scene out there. They've been a huge help in my world. So yeah, looking forward to that collaboration. And my good friend Jesse, he also mentioned something to me that really stuck with me and kind of helped solidify the decision to move out there. Was he said, "Bebe, you know, like no one is like you here. You're going to come out to Nashville and you're going to disrupt this scene."
Yeah.
And that's something that I took to heart because, you know, there isn't a whole lot of Indigenous representation in Nashville, especially female Indigenous.
Sure.
Rock and roll representation, you know, it's a specific niche.
I'm kind of bummed that I wasn't the first one to tell you that, but it makes me feel a little validated in saying that too. Like, yeah, I'm not the only one, you know, kind of saying this as well. So that's super exciting. We are about out of time now. What can you tell me about the second album? Any projected finish date on it yet, or are you just kind of settle in first?
I think, you know, with this album, we're just going to kind of go with the flow and let the album just, you know, take its time in unraveling. You know, we're just going to respect the flow of how things are going to happen with this album. So just going to take it day by day and see what happens.
And let the love flow. I dig it.
And let the love flow.
Well, Bibi, thank you so much for joining me today on Gyno. Where can people find you at?
So I have a website, bibibuckskin.com. A lot of videos, links on there to social media. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok now.
Awesome.
You can find my music on all major streaming platforms as well.
I can't thank you enough for an incredible chat today. Good luck with everything that 2022 has to offer you. And I can't wait to check out one of your shows live and in the flesh.
Yes, that would be amazing. Definitely hit me up, you know, when you're in the Nashville area. We'll work something out.
Wait another day. You're breaking my heart with every word you say. My heart breaks with each word you're saying. Oh, 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 my darling. Fire burning through the night. Red is the color, baby. Fight or flight. What feels right?
This is Bibi Buckskin, and you're listening to Guy Note with Brett Mady.
Oh, hey, I just and nobody to talk to, really. Child of the child of the
For this and past episodes of Gyno, log on to gynomusic.fm or nv1.org. Also, to discover more music from incredible Indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.